you care to dance, Mr. Brrr?
You do tango, don't you?
Doesn't everyone? With class, that is.
Quick, band leader, a tango.
Gotcha.
Marvelous! Where did you learn to tango like this?
Madam, in my lofty social strata, we aristocrats are born doing the tango. Not to mention every other known dance. Part of my breeding, you know.
Splendid. He seems to be enjoying himself.
You know, there's something familiar about that face.
Sir, do you really feel the rock market index is at an artificially high apex?
Exactly. It merely reflects the investor's hedge against the current inflationary spiral.
Then should we sell, JF?
If he says sell, then sell.
It's supposed to be our coffee break, and these dinosaurs move in on it.
Oh, my aching back.
My aching back.
Hey, Flintstone, you going to the party tonight?
Party? What party?
At the boss's house.
It's gonna be a real swinging affair.
That's funny. I didn't know Mr. Slate was throwing a party.
Hey, Fred, that's gonna be some shindig tonight, huh? It ain't often the old man invites us guys from the quarry.
Hey, wait just a rock-picking minute. What's all this about a party at the boss's place tonight? And since when does he invite the rabble? Nothing personal, of course.
Well, the way I figure it is that Slade is gonna check us all out socially to see who gets that new foreman job. Hey, it's funny you haven't heard, because everyone in the quarry was personally invited.
Everyone but me, that is. Oh, boy. Here it is, quitting time, and I'm still without an invite.
It's gonna be some party, eh, Silk?
Yeah, we finally made it socially.
And we'll be rubbing elbows with the company brass. Ha, 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 ha. You going, ain't you, Fred?
No, I got a date with Liz Taylorstone tonight.
No kidding! And him a married man.
Some gratitude I get for all these years of... No! Watch it, will you? Boy, one of these days, I'm gonna really punch that time clock. But good!
At the end of another day's work, when two friends tread happily their way home. Hiya, happy buddy, buddy.
Shut up and get in the car.
Well, what'd I say wrong?
I'm sorry I snapped at you, Barney, old pal.
I understand, Fred. It's not your fault you're a grouch.
Oh, Barney, I'm burning up. My boss invited everyone to his party but me. I got a good mind to quit.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that, Fred. It could cost you your job. I'm sorry, Fred. I'm sorry.
Out. I look for a shoulder to cry on, and what do I get? Wisecracks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get back in? No, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. Just knock off the I'm sorry, will you? Now get back in.
I'm in, Fred. I'm in.
That slate just burns me up. I wonder what the fine is for assault and battering your boss.
Oh, Bam Bam, would you do Auntie Wilma a favor? Lift up the sofa so I can back him under it, please. Thank you, sweetie. Oh, it's so nice to have a man around the house. Even if he is the strongest baby in the world. Come in. Oh, it's you, Hopperoo.
Honk, 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 honk.
Oh, Bam Bam, I think it's time for you to go home. That Hopperoo is not only an expert babysitter, but he picks up and delivers, too.
Honk, 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 honk.
There's gotta be a reason. Why wouldn't Slate invite me? I'm bright, charming, attractive, a real hit at parties.
Guess it's because you're so modest.
Huh? Oh, yeah. See you later, Barney. Remember, you're having dinner at our house.
Okay, I'll bring my appetite.
I wonder if I can sue Slate for malfracturing my character. If anyone deserves that foreman's job, it's me. I am a natural-born leader of men. Hello, hello, little Beverly Poo.
Hello, dear.
Hiya, Wilma.
Hey! Cowboy, down! Not to Dino! Oh, stop! Just cut it off!
Dino loves you, Fred.
I don't know what I got, but Dino is sure crazy about it. Yuck.
That was sure a good dinner, Wilma.
Thank you, Betty.
Hey, after you read the kids their bedtime story, we'll play a little cards, huh?
Right, Barney. Once upon a time, long, long ago, in a tiny kingdom, lived a young girl who was called Cinderella. Cindy, for short. Cindy lived with her two ugly stepsisters, Rockella and Stonetta, who always picked on Cindy. And the house was run by her grouchy old stepmother. She'd make a great mother-in-law.
Kindly spare us the editorial comment, will you, Fred?
Oh, yeah, we're trying to lull the kids to sleep.
All right. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. Then, one day, the prince, who lived in a beautiful split-level early Neolithic castle, decided to throw a ball. Everyone was invited but Fred Flintstone.
Who?
Cinderella. I was thinking of Slate not inviting me to his party. Oh, that dirty low...
Fred!
Okay. But on the big night, after the stepsisters and stepmother were going to the ball, a fairy godmother came to Cinderella and took her to the ball, dressing Cindy in a beautiful gown.
Well, Wilma, it worked. They're fast asleep.
Yeah, it worked for them. Now if we can just get the kids to sleep.
Good night, Wilma. Come on, Bam Bam.
Good
night, Pebbles. Pleasant little dreams. Come on, Fred. Let's go, Betty Bye.
Oh, that slate foreman job. Fairy godmother. Slate's party. How's the slate's party?
My, my, he's a big one. Come on, Tubby. Wake up, hit the deck, reveille, rise and shine.
Eh? Well, who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother.
Oh, boy. Whatever I ate has given me nightmares. Do me a favor and blow. I'm busy sleeping.
A nightmare, huh? Well, I'll just have to use my magic dust. Buster, we haven't got all night, you know.
Huh? What?
That's better.
You again? Look, lady, will you quit bugging me, or do I have to call a cop?
Relax, Chubby. You're going to your boss's party.
Boss's party? I haven't even been invited. And besides...
Will you keep quiet for a second? Now then, let's see what to wear. Since it's formal, a top hat and tails would be in order. Diamond cufflinks and walking stick will go nicely. Oh, and maybe a cute little mustache. An ascot tie adds to the ensemble. And of course, spats. Well, what do you think?
Hey, not bad. I guess you're for real after all. Is Slate ever in for a surprise?
Of course, this fairy godmother stuff only goes until midnight, you know.
Oh, sure, sure. I know the story. I'll be back by 12.
Now, you'll need some fancy transportation. Watch that pumpkin behind you.
How about that? A new rockmobile limousine.
Then there's a chauffeur. Pardon me while I practice up on my fancy trick shooting with this mirror.
Hey, where am I?
Barney, what are you doing here?
Well, it beats me, Fred. I was sound asleep at home and suddenly I'm here. Hey, who's the little old lady with a star on a stick?
This is my fairy godmother and my neighbor, Barney Rubble.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Well, no kidding. I had to see it, not to believe it.
There's just one thing. What about our wives?
Relax. You'll be home before midnight. Besides, someone has to stay home with the kids. Now remember, at the stroke of 12, everything goes back.
Gee, we better get going. See you, fairy godmother.
Uh-oh, I almost forgot. Hold it. You need one more thing. You have no class.
What do you mean I ain't got no class?
That's much better.
Good evening, madam. We're off to the ball.
Now remember, midnight is the deadline.
To the Slate Estate, Bernard, quickly.
That pulling up in that limousine, Slate?
I'm not sure, Mr. Stucco. Impressive looking, isn't he?
Must be that VP from the home plant. They often drop in unexpectedly.
Of course, that's it. Look at that walk. You can tell he's real class.
We gotta be careful with the Maddestone Avenue guys.
Yeah, a bad report could have us banned from the cocktail circuit. Let's roll out the red carpet. Come on.
Announcing the distinguished Mr. Frederick J. What did you say your name was, sir?
I am not accustomed to repeating myself, and I'll make an exception. The name is Frederick J.
Announcing Mr. Frederick J.
My, what a distinguished looking man. Who is he, dear?
Oh, he's big, real big. Well, well, look who's here. So glad you could make it, Mr. L-l-l-l-l.
Ah, yes. Good evening, Slate. And this beautiful creature must be your daughter.
What beautiful creature?
Quiet, dear. Would you care to dance, Mr. Blur?
Madam, my cup runneth over.
Oh, you're so suave.
You do tango, don't you?
Doesn't everyone? With class, that is.
Quick, band leader, a tango.
Gotcha.
Where did you learn to tango like this?
Madam, in my lofty social strata, we aristocrats are born doing the tango. And not to mention every other known dance. Part of my breeding, you know.
Splendid. He seems to be enjoying himself.
You know, there's something familiar about that face.
Sir, do you really feel the rock market index is at an artificially high apex?
Exactly. It merely reflects the investor's hedge against the current inflationary spiral.
Then should we sell, JF?
If he says sell, then sell.
Also, I've traveled in 80 foreign countries and speak 6 foreign languages.
How fascinating!
So thrilling!
Help! Help!
Someone just fell into the pool.
Help! Save me! I can't swim! I can't even dog paddle!
Forgive me, ladies.
Good heavens!
Naturally, I'm an expert swimmer and diver.
Wow! Look at that fancy dive! A 1.5 in a layout position.
Nothing to worry about. I was captain of the swimming team at my alma mater, a Princeton University.
How can I thank you for saving my life?
Oh, tut-tut, old man, merely routine.
Look, he didn't even get his suit wet.
Amazing!
He just does everything. Pardon me, Mr. Bellalip, but I couldn't help noticing you bear a striking resemblance to an employee of mine. No offense, of course, but would you know a Fred Flintstone?
Flintstone? Flintstone. Oh, yes. Yes, good man. Excellent executive timber. Great potential. I would highly recommend him.
Flintstone? Executive timber?
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Brrr. Shall we tango again?
No, but of course, my dear. The ecstasy is mine. You will excuse me, Slate. Social obligations, you know.
If he knows Flintstone, I'd better watch my step.
What a strange name you have, Mr. Blur.
What is a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Ooh, is that Slate Spear?
No, madam. It is I, as quoted by Slate Spear.
Oh, it's just like dancing on a cloud.
Of course I'll follow your suggestion with regard to Flintstone.
Excellent, Slate, excellent.
What is it?
Oh, boy. If you'll forgive me, I've got to catch the next pterodactyl flight to New Rock. Just remembered a board meeting.
Wait, what about your report? Did I pass?
Leaving so soon, Mr.
Yes, and why don't you quit mumbling?
Quick, Barney, bring up the car.
Hurry before I turn into a pumpkin or something. Quick, drive home and hurry.
Right, Fred.
Hey, wait for me, you fool.
Wait, come back.
Oh, dear, is he gone?
I guess we'll never find out who he really was or why he came.
Hold it, Barney, hold it.
Sorry, Fred, I just did what you told me.
Well, try doing what I mean, not what I say. We almost didn't get away in time.
I still don't think we did, Fred.
I gotta get home. I gotta get home.
Fred, wake up.
Where am I?
You were having a dream, dear. Everything's okay now.
A dream? It was all a dream? I don't really have a fairy godmother.
Really, Fred? A fairy godmother? Oh, now go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Maybe I can pick up the dream where I left off. So long, Wilma. Bye, Pebbles.
I hope you're over being angry at Mr. Slate, Fred.
No, I'm not angry anymore. I'm just boiling mad!
Oh, dear, don't do anything drastic.
Don't worry, Wilma. I know what I'm doing. Whatever it is.
Uh-oh, looks like Fred's in a hurry this morning. Made it! Hey, what's all the hurry, Fred?
Because I'm going to tell Slate off good for not inviting me to his party, and then I'm going to quit. That'll show him.
Hey, that's kind of like cutting off your nose to spite your slate, huh, Fred?
Ow!
Okay, Fred, I'm outing. Gee, what a grouch.
Good morning, Flintstone. Did you want to see Mr. Slate?
Yeah, and you better call out the National Guard. This might be messy.
Well, good morning there, Freddy, my boy. Got to learn to do the tango.
Tango? Freddy, my boy?
Congratulations! You are my new foreman. Yes, sir, you're it.
Me? The new foreman? But how? I wasn't even invited to your party.
Oh, that was just an oversight on my secretary's part. Just as well, though, one of the top brass from back east, a Mr. Bullet, recommended you for the job while he was tangoing.
Mr. Bullet?
Oh, no,
it couldn't be.
And Freddy boy, take the day off and celebrate. Good man, that Flintstone got it up here, I think. Oh, well.
Uh-oh, here comes Fred back.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Come on, Bobby, we got places to go.
Like, maybe the unemployment office?
Forget it, Barney boy. I was just appointed the new foreman. We're going to celebrate.
No kidding. But how, Fred? I don't get it.
Well, don't you believe in fairy godmothers, Barney?
Not lately, Fred.
Well, I sure do. Yabba-dabba-doo!